Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. It wasn't often, but on an occasion, when I was growing up, my mom would make homemade bread. And I would come home from school and that aroma just filled the house. Oh my. And my mom, though, was usually reluctant to give me some bread because she didn't want to spoil my appetite. But when it came to homemade bread, usually, not always, but usually, she would give in and let me have a slice while it was still warm. Whoa. And it was good. It was very satisfying. And looking back, you know, the reason that it was so good was that it was baked and shared in love. My mom put a lot of herself into that baking, along with other dinners that she prepared. So it is with Jesus. When Jesus gives us the bread of life, he gives us himself. Jesus said to them in verse 35, he says, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me shall not hunger, and whoever believes in me shall never thirst. Jesus, and Jesus alone, is the source of the true and genuine life. And Jesus says in verse 51, he says, I am the living bread that came down from heaven. If anyone eats this bread, he will live forever. And the bread that I will give you for life of the world is my flesh. Jesus gave nothing less than his life on the cross for the life of the entire world. And this, my friends, is faith talk. To eat the bread of life is an act of faith. It's believing in Jesus. This is my will, my Father says. And Jesus says in verse 40, that everyone who looks on the Son and believes in him shall have eternal life. And I will raise him up on the last day. When Jesus was about to raise Lazarus from the dead, he told his sisters, Martha and Mary, in John 11, he says, I am the resurrection of life. Whoever believes in me, though he dies, yet shall he live. And everyone who lives and believes in me shall never die. Homemade bread is much better than store-bought bread. Life with the bread of life is so much better than life without Jesus. Life with Jesus is far more than life that is here today and gone tomorrow. Life with Jesus is far more than what we can touch or what we can smell. Far more than what we have. Far more than what makes us feel good or feel bad. Far more than working out our hopes and dreams. Life is far more than homemade bread and butter. Life is more than our experiences in this world. God does provide for our physical and material needs. Jesus taught us to pray, give us this day our daily bread. And Martin Luther reminds us in his explanation of the Lord's Prayer that daily bread is everything we need for this life. But Jesus came for so much more, for so much more. He came as the source of eternal life, life with God that is forgiven and forever. Jesus fed the crowd with bread as God fed the people of Israel in the wilderness with manna. Jesus is the living bread that came down from heaven. We read in Psalm 34, verse 8, "Taste and see that the Lord is good." In Jesus, we are able to know and experience God. Fullness of life, closeness to an intimacy with God that is otherwise and totally impossible. Fullness of life, closeness to the God Himself. Our brokenness, our sin, our guilt, our shame corrupt our relationship with God. Death breaks it forever. Jesus went to the cross for us. Jesus suffered and died for us. He rose from the dead. He lives. He forgives. He restores our relationship with God now and forever. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Jesus is the bread of life. He feeds us in His Word. When we are affirmed and forgiven in the words of absolution, Jesus takes away all that stands against us, all that stands between us and God, all that separates us from God. Jesus feeds us. He feeds us in the sacrament. When we gather around His table, we receive nothing less, absolutely nothing less than Jesus Himself. In the bread of His supper, we receive nothing less than His body broken for us. In the wine, we receive nothing less than His blood shed for us for the forgiveness of our sins. Paul reminds us of this life in the letter to the Ephesians. And he says in chapter 2, "But God, being rich in mercy, because of the great love with which He loved us, even when we were dead in our trespasses, made us alive together with Christ and raised us up with Him." When Joseph Arimathea and Nicodemus took Jesus' dead body off the cross, they placed His body in a tomb. It was sealed and it was guarded by soldiers. 3 days later, Jesus was raised from death with a glorified, resurrected body. This is why Jesus can say in verse 47, "I am the bread that came down from heaven. I tell you the truth. He who believes in me has everlasting life." I am, Jesus says, I am the bread of life. While there is something amazing about the fragrance of homemade baked bread, prepared and baked with love, our baker is Jesus. Our baker is Jesus Christ Himself, the bread of life. He feeds us. He nourishes us. He sustains us in life eternal. In Jesus' name, amen. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus until life everlasting. Amen.